Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. You got to check this out. Seriously, you got to check this out by now. I don't know what's wrong with you. You're just wasting time. I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but you got to go do that. Get the mobile experience. You'll see what we mean. Now, Kevin, I don't know about you, man. You look fired up for today's podcast as we continue our road to SEMA.
Man, today's going to be so much fun. We got a fiery little guest, and she is a blast. We know her so well, and I think most people listening do too. So you guys get ready to strap on. Have a good time. We got Bogey in the house from All Girls Garage. Woo, yeah.
She's fantastic, man. It can turn a wrench, too. A lot of times when you see, you know, it's funny because in an industry dominated by men, man, when girls are determined and they're out there making a name for themselves, putting out product, cars, builds, doing the right thing and the right moves, not only they seem to be competitive, aggressive, and pushing as far as motivation goes, but they bring up everybody around them. They're going to be more thorough about the job, I think, than a lot of guys that you go to just to prove the point, you know? And to me, that's pretty damn cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a wife engineer who's in a man's world, typically. And, yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you feel like you got to, you know, put a little extra effort in there to really show that you're legit, that your work is as good as anybody else's. And a lot of times, man, it is better. Because they are on it, and this girl is on it, man. She is everywhere, fully trained. You know, she goes back to, you know, Universal Technical Institute. She's 7-year BMW mechanic. She's owned her own shop. She's got her own TV show. She's got her own garage going on. She's got builds going on. She's going to SEMA. She's going to SEMA, bro.
She won me at BMW mechanic because Germans are silly with their engineering. If you got a certain clamping force you could hit with 6 bolts, they'll put 13 in it just to make sure. Those guys are ridiculous, man. I don't know what they're doing over there, but I feel like it's under the influence. It's like, man, they give no, you know what, man. They're engineer fanatics. So for her to be a veteran in the BMW world, that's definitely saying something. Not to mention, she's got a love and fascination of a certain type car, which to me I found really interesting because sometimes cars, albeit not the normal application we would want to build, man, they garnish your attention, a lot of attitude, and man, they make a really, really cool platform on a lot of occasions. And I think she's got one, and I can't wait to talk to her about it because it's a rare bird, and I like rare birds, man. I like to see them fly.
Well, let's bring her on, man. I think we got to take a quick break, man. We come back. Bogey from All Girls Garage and the Girl Gang Garage and the next SEMA builder we're going to talk to today. On the road to SEMA, let's see the progress they're making because, man, it is a rough road this year. Not only is the deadline of SEMA every year just brutal, right? Just absolutely brutal. And Willie can tell you, man, we've had some of his discussion and story and his progress on. But the part shortages, the material shortages, just the labor shortages, everything is stacked against anyone trying to make it, you know, on the road to SEMA this year. So we're going to check in with Bogey here in just a second and see how the girls are doing and get a little more inside scoop.
There you go, man. It's proof, y'all. Nowadays for parts, proof the nightmares occur while you're awake, not while you're sleeping. We're back in just a minute. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast, Kevin Bird and Willie B.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. You really should check out their mobile experience. Anybody who's been to a parts store lately, you fought that fight for them to only say, okay, I got to get it from the warehouse. It'll be here on Tuesday. And you're looking at your watch like, dope, it's Thursday, bro. Wait. You can get parts dropped right to your shop door. Check it out, CarParts.com. It's simple.
Man, how convenient is that? And at huge discounts, man, you can't knock it. Check them out. You'll use it again and again.
Yeah, it's parts made easy.
Bogey, bogey, bogey. Welcome to the show, man. So awesome to have you on. Man, you know, so, right, we do Two Guys Garage. She does All Girls Garage. There's an affiliation. We're like brother-sisterhood going on, but we only get to catch each other typically, you know, at big events like SEMA. So we missed you last year. I missed you big time. I'm hoping to catch you this year and can catch up. We got a lot of catching up to do, but we can start right here.
Let's be honest, why we don't catch up with her, cuz, because she's on the red carpet. We're not. We get
That's
red
true.
Carpet one event.
That's true. They sweep her away, the crowds, the cameras, you know, all the cheering.
Man.
We're in the background going, hey, hey, girl. Hey, you remember
we'll talk
us?
To her about the MTV Music Awards.
We were here when you began this journey. Yeah.
Might be being a little bit dramatic.
So, hey, Bogey, tell us what's going on, because you, of all people, have been, you know, kind of like us. We got SEMA in the crosshairs. You got big events. You got crazy builds. What's going on in your life that everybody needs to catch up on? And tell everybody that motivation wall behind you and why you have it there.
Oh, yeah. So many questions all at the same time. Okay, we'll cover the motivation wall real quick, because that's a simple one. The rest of them are much more complicated answers. So this is our little wall of motivation at my shop. And it is all pictures of women mechanics, women, you know, airplane mechanics, motorcycle mechanics, helicopter mechanics, steamboat mechanics, like body techs, all sorts of amazing women in the kind of automotive and adjacent trades.
Shirley Mo Downey on there?
No, there's a ton of women who aren't up here. We need a bigger wall.
Hey, let me tell you a story. My dad was watching, you know, the NHRA back when we used to watch racing as a kid. Shirley Mo Downey beat Big Daddy Don Garlitz. And I turned to my dad. I almost dropped a tear. And I'm like, how? Why? How'd a girl win, Dad? I couldn't wrap my head around it. You know, explain it. They're just cars, machines. You know, it's reaction time.
Yeah, the car don't know.
Yeah.
Cars don't know. The tools don't know.
No. But as a kid, I was like, wait, that's my hero. He just got mopped up by her. It was so funny. But, you know, it's a great experience, because I remember that in my mind and thinking to myself then, look, they could beat anybody, man. Never take anybody for granted. So I laugh at people that do. And typically when I find somebody, like a female, in the lane next to me, I know their reaction time is going to be faster than majority of men, because less muscle mass for that, you know, that little shot of electricity from the brain to the muscle to fire, it actually gets there faster. Statistically, women are faster on a tree than men.
Interesting.
So you got to respect them, man. And you guys, I love that you take that and find females in automotive stuff and motorsports and highlight them, because it truly is something that has been missing for a long time. And I love that you're so fueled by that and honored by it.
I appreciate that. You know, for me, I think it's really important to, you know, to see diversity in what's out there, to see men and women, young, old, different colors, different ethnicities, like doing all sorts of different things. Because I really believe that if you see it, you can be it. And too many times, like, especially pre-social media days, like, you know, when I was coming up, I didn't see any other people who looked like me doing what I wanted to do. And it was difficult. All I saw was guys, all I saw was men. And when I said I wanted to do it, people were like, you can't do that. Girls don't do this. So being able to see other women doing it, I think is super important for young girls to do. And even older women to see it. They're like, yeah, I'm on the right path. I can do this. This is something I can achieve.
No, and I think everybody needs that relatable figure out there doing the things that they want to do, whether it's, you know, anything, being the president, you know, in politics, whether it's being a doctor or a lawyer, mechanic, welder, technician, it doesn't matter. You need to see people and go, if they can do it, I can do it.
100%. You know? And that's the cool thing about social media, like, is I hate social media sometimes. But what I love about it is how easy it is to find other people doing all sorts of different things. I mean, when I was coming up, I just actually recently got to work with the woman who was the first other female mechanic that I knew existed. She came down to the shop to work on the all-female build with me. And back when I was in high school, and they didn't want me to take auto shop, and girls don't belong here. And my mom found an article written about this other lady and gave it to me. It was like, see, she was a Honda technician at the time. And was like, all right, well, she can do it. I can do it. And now we have social media. So, like, we can see all sorts of women doing this stuff, but it's still super important to get it out there.
Hey, I say probably 2 or 3 times a week, you know, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. And, you know, you got the hustle, and that's all that matters. You saw something, you went for it, and you've made a real name and a career out of it, which leads us, you know, to our next topic here is, you know, with everything that's come your way, did you ever think that you would get the call to build a SEMA car, that you would be, you know, that you would be to that level? I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Like, I did not expect to be building a SEMA car ever. Like, I'm a mechanic by trade. I, until recently, didn't know anything about body work or metal fabrication or any of that. And honestly, it all kind of came out of a desire to bring women in the industry together. So I had this crazy idea that I was going to restore a truck and I was going to bring together all the ladies I knew. And we were just going to do this thing. And I didn't expect it to become a SEMA build. And then...
Right. But don't tell anybody what it is.
Oh, well, that was the first one.
Don't reveal what it is yet, because we want to save that for this next block, because we're almost out of time. But I know firsthand, my man Bird, I got to see his car when I first joined the show. And I got to tell you, man, there is something about having your fidelity, right? Because in the end, that's truly what it is that's on display. Everything from your time, your blood, sweat, tears, God knows your money, right? Your own personality, what you are as a driver, racer, car enthusiast is defined at this one particular show. And a lot of times you see 69 Camaros. They're always over the top, but they're common, right? You're going to see, you know, some of the cars like a Chevelle or a 57 Chevy. Now, when Bird did his LS swap in that BMW, nobody had created a kit yet. So seeing something like that was like, whoa, seeing the people around it, looking at the fab work and the attention to detail, it really does lend the builder a stage that you don't really, you don't get to share, but with the most elite people in the world. For you, Kevin, I know, yeah, I got to see it a couple times, man. Both times I was just like, it's like hallelujah lights, man. And like should be up on a shrine at a church with stained glass behind it. It does give you that feeling, and I can't wait for Bogey to have it, but that's something that you got to experience.
Well, it's a lifelong journey, right? You started out at 16, getting into cars, working on your Volkswagen, and you know, however many years later, the journey, right? It's an accumulation of all those, you know, blood, sweat, and tear moments, like Willie said, you know, to get to the level where you can, you know, build something, present something that you're proud enough to put on that stage.
Man. So your first interpretation, in your opinion, the first thing you were going to tackle was a truck?
Yeah, the very first all-female build and the first SEMA build I've done, because I've done, this is my third one now that I'm working on. So.
Wow, not one, not two, but three SEMA bills.
Flex, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, we just got flexed.
No doubt, she's like, muscles, look at this.
So the first one, I did the opposite of what Bird did. I took a Chevy and put a BMW in it. So.
What?
Huh?
Why would you do that? What in the methamphetamine is that? Who does that?
I do crazy stuff like that. It was all about drawing attention. It was being crazy. It was pushing us to do, like, to challenge ourselves and do something we'd never done before.
I'm not one to talk. I'm not one to talk, girl. You just go do your thing, you know? And you got that BMW blood in you, so if you got to do it upside down or sideways, you know, it's yours. It's yours.
But you put it in a, what kind of pickup truck?
It was a 57 Chevy.
Oh, like an Apache or something? Like a
not an Apache, just a regular. It was a step side, regular old 57 Chevy pickup.
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
wow, you put a BMW engine in it.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, nice. That was back in 2017. It was insane, and
wow,
and that was kind of what started it. That's what started doing the all female builds. That was the first one. We had one at 2019, and now we're doing our biggest all-female build and biggest undertaking that I've ever done. It is absolutely insane. It's just an unreal project, and really, really stoked about it.
Man, well, look, that sounds unbelievable to think about. The thing that comes to mind when I think about a 57 Chevy pickup truck with a BMW engine in it, my buddy used to have this dog, and it was some sort of drunken kennel experiment. I'm not sure, but it was like a Rottweiler with like a Pomeranian or something. It had a Rottweiler and a wiener dog. Yeah, it literally had a torso big as around as a tree and about 3-inch legs. It looked like it should jump in a comic strip. I feel like that was that truck, but I'm interested to see how it actually worked. Here's the deal. We got to take a break. We want to find out more about the build that's number two and also the build that you're going to reveal sometime soon. And what's it like trying to get the SEMA this year, next year, all the hurdles that we're facing. We're back in just a minute on the Two Guys Garage Podcast with Kevin Bird and Willie B.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. Tell him about it, Bird. Preach it. Hit it with something, man. Give him the warranty. Give him the fact they get parts dropped right to your door. Give him the mobile. Give him something. Never mind. I just did.
You just did it, man. Sweet. I love when you do my job. It's awesome. I'm just going to sit back here.
Woo, it's easy, relax. Like Sunday morning. All right. So, Bogey. You're on All Girls Garage. You've been a mechanic for years. You're slaying it in the business. You got a trusted shop name, which is, you know, reputation is everything for a full-blown mechanic shop, especially one serving and, you know, doing the cars that you chose to do. SEMA is one of those platforms, and Bird can tell you, how long out, Bird, did you have the plan on it? And it doesn't matter if it's 6 months, 6 years. You're never ready. You're never – if it wasn't for the last minute on a SEMA build, none of the cars would be completed. Nobody gets it done 2 months before. It's like, yeah, I'll take it to SEMA.
Well,
that's never happened.
You and my friend, we're dummies. We're taking this on pretty much solo. You know, like, it's great to have a team, a shop, and that's typically what you're going to find. Obviously, with a ringleader, you know, with the vision, the whole plan, driving force, and all that stuff. But man, going solo on a build at that level, it got kind of brutal there those last couple of months, you know, like you're just cruising through however long you're taking to build something, you know, you're going, and then you go, okay, I think this is the year I'm going to go. I'm going to commit, you know, I'm going to get a spot. I'm going to go. And it's a couple months later and you're like, I can do this. And then you start thinking about every nut, bolt, wire, crimped, this, that, the other. And you can't just, it's not putting a car together, guys. You know this. Taking a car apart, putting it back together, that's one thing. Taking it to a level of SEMA where you're polishing every bolt, everything is painted, everything is, you know, hand fit, oh my God, it's a whole nother level. And then as you're building, you can't scratch anything. Like you're taping things off. Like you're afraid to put the bumper on because you could get a nick. You know, it's the one moment in its life where it's near perfection. You know, after that, you got it in parking lots and you're doing burnouts. But like this is that, you know, so it's just grueling.
There's not enough Adderall in the world for the last month of SEMA.
Yeah, I'm glad for you because, you know, I'm sad for Willie. He's going solo. He's got a couple buddies, but it's not like, you know, you got the gang of girls there when it's 2 a.m. and you just can't keep your head up and somebody's, you know, giving you a high five and you got some inspiration because that makes it so much better. But I know at the end, it's still it's a tough road. It's all uphill.
Well, Bogey, you've had to feel that. Yeah, you've had to feel that in your past builds. Was it always a rush? And knowing what past builds have been, how do you compare to this year?
I mean, it's always insane, right? And I didn't know. On my first SEMA build, I had no idea how insane it was for everybody. And I remember beating myself up because I was like, you know, I hadn't slept in 7 days. It was insanity. I'm losing my mind. And I'm like, it's because I'm a failure. It's because I'm not a good leader. I'm not a good builder. Like, I totally thought it was me. And then I start talking to all these other builders and they're like, oh yeah, that's like totally normal. Like we set a dude on fire while we were building our SEMA car. Like,
you know, like I was like, if you don't set a guy on fire, are you even right. A SEMA builder? Please. Yeah.
Now the question would be on accident or on purpose, but we won't get to that, you know, level of detail here.
Yeah.
We don't judge.
You know, this time we were planning on bringing this build to SEMA this year. It got bigger than we planned on it being. So originally, am I allowed to disclose what we're building now? Is that?
Yeah. Go.
So we always like doing weird vehicles, you know, the BMW and the Chevy, like just kind of unusual stuff because it draws attention. And then we decided to do a 1961 Volvo PV544. So that's like a goofy car to begin with.
It is wow. A very goofy car. Yeah.
All right, hold on. So people Googling it. A Volvo, say yeah. It again.
It's a 1961 Volvo PV544.
Yeah, Google away, guys. Google away. You're going to want to see this. Now, this is my interpretation of it. It's a Volkswagen Bug from the A-pillar back. And then sort of a normalish car going forward.
It's an odd duck of a car. It looks a little bit like an old, like 1930s Ford coupe, kind of, sort of. It's weird. In the back, it looks like a Volkswagen Bug. In the front, it looks like somebody dropped a piano on it. It's like a weird, weird kind of thing. But what we wound up doing was partnering with Volvo Cars USA. And so rather than just restoring the old 1961, we decided to do a body swap and put the 61 PV544 on top of a 2019 wow. S60 hybrid
wow.
Polestar edition.
Yeah. Okay.
We've decided to take it to SEMA next year because between COVID and like you talked about all the parts and because the women who take part in these builds, they come from all over the country. You know, a lot of people were and are still nervous to travel. People were having to cancel plans and we're just like, this is too much. We want to be able to enjoy this. We want to be able to do this to the best of our ability. We want as many women as possible to come and participate. So we're like, we're going to push this back. We're going to do it to the most. We're incorporating as much of the technology from the 2019 as we possibly can. So this thing's going to be absolutely insane.
So you're graphing that old 1961 body onto a modern, you know, really a modern Volvo type car with all the creature comforts and all the suspension and safety measures and everything that sort of prevents. It's a really cool car and they're pricey. That's a $60,000 car, man.
I know. It was insane. Like, they let me cut it up. I'm like, somebody's letting me do this. Like, we got a 2019 that was virtually brand new, and I get to take all sorts of implements of destruction to this thing. Like, just cut it down to the floor. Then we had to cut it, the floor in half so we could make it shorter because it's a bigger car than the PV. So it's like pure destruction. It was pure chaos. It was absolutely the coolest thing I've ever done.
Well, this is what I was saying about the level of SEMA. It's not a restoration, guys, right? Restorations are a heck of a lot of work. And man, anybody building a car should be proud. SEMA is, like you said, cutting and moving and rethinking and redesigning and reengineering and fabbing. And, you know, it just, it's a whole nother times 10. And just the details, because all of a sudden you move something, the carpet doesn't fit now. This, you know, panel doesn't fit now. This thing doesn't go where it should have gone now. Now you have to rethink and repackage and redesign all of these, you know, trickle down effects. And it just, whew, it's huge.
Everything is connected. Everything talks to everything. And so if you have one little piece that isn't working the way it's supposed to, the car won't start, right? So all the way down to like the headlights. The headlights aren't normal. There's no bulbs in a 2019 Volvo. It's all circuit boards and LEDs and fiber optics. And there's a module in there that if the car doesn't see it, if the brain doesn't see it, it wreaks havoc. So we deconstructed a headlamp assembly. We're going to be 3D printing a custom lamp or, you know, housing to be able to use all the Volvo parts and put it into a new form to look good on this restoration. So it's ridiculous. The amount of technology is just like, it's mind blowing.
Nice. So what are you doing about styling? Are you going to keep it kind of spindly little wheels like the original 61? You got some bigger meats on it. You stancing it? You moving anything around on the body lines?
So it's going to be way lower sitting. The original PV kind of sat very like high and kind of goofy looking, in my opinion. So it's going to be sitting quite a bit lower, slight stance to it. We're really hoping to do steelies, but finding steelies that work with the newer cars, brakes and all of that. Like it's a really interesting setup the way they have it. It's a super high positive wheel. And so, we may not be able to do steelies. So we're still trying to figure that piece out. We'll see.
Wow. So have you got renderings of this? How did you develop what this car's final look was going to be? Like just on a drawing board, and did you see it in your mind? What was it about that particular oddity of a car that made you want to choose that as the platform?
You know, I chose that as a platform because it kind of fell into our laps. It wasn't very intentional that we were doing it. I loved the fact that it was an oddball car, but they're funny looking, and to make it attractive is a challenge. I worked with Pinstripe Chris to get the stuff out of my brain and get a general idea of it. But my style is just kind of sleeked out, really smooth lines, really streamlined, very kind of, I don't know, slick, simplified down, but sporty. But a lot of the look is going to come from the fact that we're putting it on this big old S60. So we needed big, wide fenders. We needed to totally widen this thing. So a lot of it's out of necessity, and then still trying to make it look sleek and resto-mati. And
Yeah, the original, in my mind, the original, it really looks like a Volkswagen Bug. You know, a pillar back, and then the hood looks like it's a PT Cruiser, comes straight out at you, and then it's got another car grafted underneath the hood that's more like an MGB front end. So it's like a couple, three different cars, like all stuck together. It's an unusual one for sure. I mean, it's people are gonna walk by and be like, "What the heck was that? I've never seen one of those before." It's been years and years. Yeah.
I want people to walk by and be like, what did I just see?
Right.
Because then we get to talk about it. We get to talk about women in the trades, and that's kind of the whole point of it.
Yeah. It's it is funny because when you see something like that and know that it's this platform, it changes the dynamic of everything. You look at that car and you're just like, heh. And then you understand what's gone into it and what's underneath it. And you go, wait, what? You know, like,
yeah.
Okay. You really, it inspires me to want to see that car perform, because, you know, you feel like something like that grafted underneath it would do so.
Oh yeah. It's like 420 horsepower. It's the four cylinder turbocharged and supercharged engine with a rear electric motor.
What a crazy combination. And it screams. Insane. Yeah. And yeah. They handle well, and it's going to be significantly lighter, I imagine. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's literally just the shell of the PV sitting on top of this S60. So it's everything that the S60 would have just looks like a real curvy PV because we're giving her a big old booty and she's going to be a curvy girl.
I like the curvy girls. Yeah, man. I'm in. This is going to be great. So are you guys on track? What's up against you?
We could have pulled through and gotten it done this year, but it would mean no more sleeping and a lot of insanity. And as you may know, I started filming. I joined the Garage Squad team earlier this year.
Yeah, congratulations. Woo.
So now I'm filming two TV shows in two different states and traveling all over the place. And it just became a lot to try to do all of it. And I'm like, I wasn't going to be doing the women involved in the build justice by trying to rush through and force ourselves to go to SEMA this year. There was too many challenges. Volvo coming on late, COVID, travel concerns, parts concerns, like all the things were like, stop. We want to enjoy this. We want to have fun with this. We want to do it to the best of its ability. So next year.
Well, you know, I tell you what, there is absolutely nothing wrong with giving yourself some more time and space to build it right and enjoy it. Right. I think in my, you know, listening in, you know, it seems like 99% of the whole build is to get that camaraderie, right? To get that elbow rubbing, not the angry, sleepy, tired, cranky, no fun, I hate this, why am I here stuff. So, right? And there's no deadline, you know, it doesn't sound like there's a deadline other than what you choose. So, you know, to spread that out and get, you know, more girl time, more love time, more fun time, that all makes sense. And of course, you know, this year is going to be tricky on how many folks can actually be there. So this is a weird, weird SEMA,
It really is. I'm really relieved to be pushing it back. It's going to be so much more fun and so much more value and benefit for everybody involved. So yeah, it's a good thing.
And I think a lot of builders are going the same way. Yeah.
I'm trying to get mine done this year because I can't cry. I can't cry for another year. So I'm aiming for this year. hey, Boogie, tell us more about how we find more about you, the build. Are you guys doing stuff socially about this thing? Where do people kind of plug in and see this thing kind of come to life?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can obviously follow my social media, which is Boogie's Garage on Instagram and on Facebook, as well as my website, although there's not much on the build on my website. But also my shop is Girl Gang Garage. So you can follow along. Exclusively build stuff pretty much on Girl Gang Garage's page. So that's Instagram and Facebook as well. We're trying to do better about YouTube videos and that kind of stuff, but man, it's a lot of work. Social media is probably the best way to do it. And hey, if you're a lady out there and you're hearing this, even if you've never worked on cars, like this thing is open to women with zero experience all the way up to 20 years of experience or more. Everybody's welcome. So if you're hearing this and you're interested, there is a sign up sheet on the Girl Gang Garage website and all females are welcome to come and play.
I was going to say, man, it sounds like a really fun space. Can I hang out with you guys?
Sorry, no boys allowed.
Don't. Hey man, that's all right, bro. Let's set up a breakfast burrito stand outside, man. Dude, if we set up a pumpkin spice coffee stand, we would make hundreds of thousands. I'd finance my SEMA bill. Let's do that. Let's make that happen. All right. We love you. Best of luck in all. And keep up the great work, what you're doing, pushing the envelope.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's fantastic. You guys, make sure you check out our show and their show. It's on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Pitch a fit. If you don't find it, you better be able to find it. We're also streaming on Motor Trend On Demand. Check us out there. Thanks to our guest, Bogey, my man, Bird. I am Willie B., our producer, Scoop, and executive producer, Mr. Bob Ecker.
Yeah, and don't forget, we have a website too, twoguysgarage.com. Lots of cool stuff on there, great links, especially the links to our podcast, which hopefully you guys have already found. And we've got, you know, social media everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Guys Garage. Now, the Two Guys Garage podcast is a copyright 2021 Britain Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
So I went to Google Images and found that Volvo, that 61 Volvo PV544. You ever seen Animal Planet movies where the snake eats the frog? it looks like a Volkswagen Bug, right? Run up on an MG and is eating it like a snake eats a frog.
I'm telling you, man. It's a Volkswagen MG PT Cruiser hood slapped on top.
Star car for sure.
It's an odd remedy to make beautiful. I bet, though, given some chops and some, you know, continuing that fender down the door, and you know how they built the old, you know, the old slappers in the back, the old tail draggers, add some of the love like that on the back to it, and all of a sudden you got, dude, you got something working there. Anyway, that thing's sweet. Okay, well, look, we'll check you on the next two guys' garage. Plug in, play in, check us, and Bogey's awesome.
Bogey, great having you, man. Can't wait to see you at the next event, whether it's SEMA or other. And for all you guys out there, I had a great time. Hope you did too. We'll see you on the next Two Guys Garage podcast. Two Guys Garage podcast is produced by Britain Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.